April 19th, Monday. What is it that you can or cannot do? If you ask the wrong question, you'll receive the wrong answer. With that incorrect answer, you won't be able to solve any problem. The question, can or can't I do it, is a long-standing question that people who are separated from God constantly ask. However, if you've received salvation and are in God's presence, your question must change. Can God do it? Can He not? What does God want to do? Does this align with God's absolute plan? If it is, in fact, God's absolute plan, all you have to do is firmly grab hold of the covenant and press forward. In the end, instead of you accomplishing the work, God who is with you will fulfill it. Those who are able to go to war. Numbers chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. These were the ones chosen from the congregation, the chiefs of their ancestral tribes, the heads of the clans of Israel. Moses and Aaron took these men who had been named. And on the first day of the second month, they assembled the whole congregation together, who registered themselves by clans, by fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and upward, head by head, as the Lord commanded Moses. So he listed them in the wilderness of Sinai. You won't stand in the wilderness throughout your life. That's why you mustn't live with the disposition of Egypt and the wilderness for as long as you live. During the time in the wilderness, you must discover both the covenant and reason. Restore true strength, then go to Canaan. The land of Canaan is a place that must be conquered through spiritual battles and wars. That's why the Bible instructed to count the number of people who would fight in these spiritual battles and wars. Then what power must you restore and possess in the wilderness? Number one, the power of the tent of meeting and the mission. God gives His word through the tent of meeting. You must go forward armed with this power. As you enjoy the blessing of salvation and restore the mystery of prayer, of communicating with God, you'll be able to enter the blessing of the word fulfillment. Those who can wholeheartedly enjoy the power of the word, prayer, and the Holy Spirit in the tabernacle can gain victory in spiritual war. With that power, you can sufficiently carry out God's mission for you, the church, and this age. Number two, the power to raise the flag in the field. Ultimately, you must go through the wilderness in order to enter Canaan. Right now, you're passing through the wilderness, which is a field of unfathomable answers, where you can receive the power to raise the flag in the field. In fact, you're actually raising this light with the banner of Christ. The fields of the world that are spiritually dying need only Jesus Christ, whom God has sent. Those who have seen God working according to the covenant in the wilderness are the main figures of the future. God will eventually lead you to the land of Canaan, where you'll accomplish world evangelization. In order to carry out this errand properly, you must consider your wilderness field today as extremely important. What kind of prepared answers will I receive as the covenant? Those answers will become your greatest assets. Dear God, thank you for making my wilderness light today into the greatest day. Inside my wilderness field, help me to discover the greatest answers hidden by you and to cherish the spiritual power that will conquer Canaan. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.